माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनंदन ब्रजजन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रजजन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम राम। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಕ್ಕೆ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕ್ಕೆ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತಥೋ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇ ಸ್ವಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಕೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 5 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 13 ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 3. ಸೊ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮೀ. ಪ್ರಭೂತ ವಿರೋತ ತೃಣ ಗುಲ್ಮ ಗಹ್ವರೇ ಕಠೋರ ದಂಶೇರ್ ಮುಷಕೇರ್ ಉಪದ್ರತ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ತು ಗಂಧರ್ವ ಪರಂ ಪ್ರಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಕ್ವಚಿಚ್ಚು ರೊಯಲ್ ಮುಖ ಗ್ರಹಂ ಪ್ರಭೂತ ವಿರೂತ ತೃಣಗುಲ್ಮ ಗಹ್ವರೇ ಕಠೋರ ದಂಶೇರ್ ಮಶಕೇರುಪದೃತಃ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ತು ಗಂಧರ್ವ ಪುರಂ ಪ್ರಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಕ್ವಚಿಚ್ಚು ರೊಯಲ್ ಮುಖ ಗ್ರಹಂ ಪ್ರಭೂತ ವಿರೂತ ತೃಣಗುಲ್ಮ ಗಹ್ವರೇ ಕಠೋರ ದಂಶೇರ್ ಮಶಕೇರುಪದೃತಃ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ತು ಗಂಧರ್ವ ಪುರಂ ಪ್ರಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಕ್ವಚಿಚ್ಚು ರೊಯಲ್ ಮುಖ ಗ್ರಹಂ. ಪ್ರಭೂತ ವಿರೂತ ತೃಣಗುಲ್ಮ ಗಹ್ವರೇ ಕಠೋರ ದಂಶೇರ್ ಮಶಕೈರುಪದೃತಃ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ತು ಗಂಧರ್ವಪುರಂ ಪ್ರಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಕ್ವಚಿಚ್ಚಾಶುರಯಲ್ಮುಖಗೃಹಂ ಪ್ರಭೂತ ವಿರೂತ ತೃಣಗುಲ್ಮ ಗಹ್ವರೆ ಕಠೋರ ದಂಶೇರ್ಮಶಕೈರುಪದೃತಃ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ತು ಗಂಧರ್ವಪುರಂ ಪ್ರಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಕ್ವಚಿಚ್ಚಾಸುರಯೋಲ್ಮುಖ ಗೃಹಂ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಓಕೆ, ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ ರಿಸೈಟಿಂಗ್, ಸಾರಿ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಪ್ರಭು. ಪ್ರಭೂತ ವಿರೂತ ತೃಣಗುಲ್ಮ ಗಹ್ವರೆ ಕಠೋರ ದಂಶೇರ್ಮಶಕೇರುಪದೃತಃ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ತು ಗಂಧರ್ವಪುರಂ ಪ್ರಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಕ್ವಚಿಚ್ಚಾಶುರಯೋಲ್ಮುಖ ಗೃಹಂ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಪ್ರಭೂತ ವಿರೂತ ತೃಣಗುಲ್ಮ ಗಹ್ವರೆ ಕಠೋರ ದಂಶೇರ್ಮಶಕೈರುಪದೃತಃ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ತು ಗಂಧರ್ವಪುರಂ ಪ್ರಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಕ್ವಚಿಚ್ಚಾಶುರಯೋಲ್ಮುಖ ಗೃಹಂ. ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್, ಪ್ರಭೂತ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಲಾರ್ಜ್ ನಂಬರ್, ವಿರುತ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ರೀಪರ್ಸ್. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಕೀ ಜಯ. ತೃಣ ಆಫ್ ವರೈಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್, ಗುಲ್ಮ ಆಫ್ ಥಿಕೆಟ್ಸ್, ಗಹ್ವರೆ ಇನ್ ಬೋವಸ್, ಕಠೋರ ಕ್ರುಯಲ್, ದಂಶೆ ಬೈ ಬೈಟ್ಸ್, ಮಶಕೆ ಬೈ ಮಾಸ್ಕಿಟೋಸ್, ಉಪದೃತ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್, ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್, ತು ಬಟ್ ಗಂಧರ್ವಪುರಂ ಅ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲೇಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಗಂಧರ್ವಾಸ್. ಪ್ರಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಹಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್, ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಚ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಶುರಾಯ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ವಿಕ್ಲಿ, ಉಲ್ಮಕ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಮೆಟ್ಯೂರ್, ಗ್ರಹಂ ಅಫಿಂಡ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾನ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್: ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಬೋವರ್ಸ್ ಕಂಪೋಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಥಿಕೆಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬುಷಸ್, ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕ್ರೀಪರ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬೋವರ್ಸ್ ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ ಬೈ ಕ್ರೂಯಲಿ ಬೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಮಾಸ್ಕಿಟೋಸ್ ಆರ್ ಎನ್ವಿಯಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಆನ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನರಿ ಪ್ಯಾಲೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಬಿವಿಲ್ಡರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಫ್ಲಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಫಿಂಡ್ ಆರ್ ಅ ಘೋಸ್ಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಮೆಟ್ಯೂರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಕೈ. ಪರ್ಪಟ್: ದ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಅ ಹೋಲ್ ಆಫ್ ರೂಟಿ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ. ಟು ಅರ್ನ್ ಅ ಲೈವ್ಲಿಹುಡ್ ಒನ್ ಎಂಗೇಜಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಇಂಡಸ್ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟ್ರೇಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಟು ಹೈಯರ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟರಿ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ಸ್. Apart from this, at least everyone is engaged in earning a livelihood in some profession or occupation. In these dealings, one has to meet many undesirable people, and their behavior is compared to the biting of mosquitoes. This creates very undesirable condition. Even in the midst of these disturbances, one imagines that he is going to construct a grand house and live there permanently. Although he knows that he cannot, God is compared to a quickly fleeting wind, which appears like a meteor in the sky. It displays itself for a moment and is then gone. Generally, karmis are attracted to gold or money, but these are compared herein to ghosts and witches. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatham Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhotam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 13. So, here is the episode where Raghun Maharaj and Jad Bharat happens to be meet on the way, where Raghun Maharaj with his servant asks Jad Bharat to carry his palanquin, and Jad Bharat obeying the king but very sensitive to other living beings, and he could not put his feet on the ants, and that caused disturbance to the Raghun Maharaj. And then in angry mood he chastised, used very abusive words towards Jad Bharat. And then Jad Bharat, understanding the elevated position of the king, and also he found he is a proper receptive candidate to understand philosophy. So he starts instructing Raghun Maharaj. And last few chapters we heard how Jad Bharat is trying to instruct Raghun Maharaj. And this is one of the important chapter where he gives various allegorical stories to Raghun Maharaj to understand the nature of this material world. So in a similar way, we heard in even a fourth canto where Prachin Barishit was also told by Narad Muni with the allegorical story of Puranjan. And after like a huge 5-6 chapters, 7 chapters, then he again established, like explain it in detail, because Prachin Barishit again asked, Puranjan asked, like, I'm not able to understand what it exactly. Then again in detail, Narad Muni explains it. In a similar way, here also the episode is like, now Raghun Maharaj has been told with these allegorical stories, and after this 13th chapter, he again feels whatever allegorical stories or allegorical comparisons you did, I am not able to understand what it is. And then in 14th chapter again, in a detail, Jada Bharat speaks in a detail what this story or what this analogy is meant for. So here we will just see the yesterday's two verses, a few stories or analogies were given, and continuing same, today three more or four more comparisons are added. So we'll just see all these 6-7 comparisons, and then we'll see the Srila Prabhupada's important points in the purport. So yesterday we heard about how this merchant enters to the forest, acquire goods in order to sell them later for profit, but he cannot find happiness. So yesterday's verse was about like a merchant who enters into the forest and he wants to sell the product, collect and sell it, but will not get any happiness out of it. So that has been compared with the conditioned soul which enters into this material world, and he becomes conditioned by Maya and suffers in a different types of bodies, remain baffled in this material world for relief, but still he will not get any relief, keeps on struggling in this material world. Then second example we saw yesterday, how the six plunderers, which are compared like five senses and mind, which plunders the living entity because of this uncontrolled six senses. One is get bond into the sense gratification into this material world. And then third analogy which we heard yesterday is about jackal. The family members, especially a wife and children, they are compared to the jackal. When if a conditioned soul is not careful about protecting his property and everything, then they see the inattentiveness of the person and they plunder everything from the person. So furthermore, these examples are described, and four more examples are given today. The one is, this material world is compared with now dense bowers composed of thickets, bushes, grass and creepers, which is actually compared with the grahamadi life or a householder who is after a karma kanda or a sense gratification, working harder and desires to enjoy family life, and he is completely burnt up in those activities and never thinks of going back home, back to Godhead, but again and again returns to the sense gratification life only. As we see in the field, the grass or the weeds, even we remove so many times, they comes back again and again. Then second example is given about these bowers which are disturbed by biting mosquitoes. So these biting mosquitoes are compared with the low class men or the envious people. So when we are working hard, so on the way we come across many people. Because we are working hard, earning so much, naturally there are many people around us. And if we are successful, it's bound they become envious to us. And if we are not, we become envious to them. Something, one of them happens. But the process continues. People become envious to each other. And then they tries to bring others down. And that's compared with the biting mosquitoes. And then third example is given about a Gandharvapura, imaginary palace. So that has been compared here with a mind which has a false vision. And because of that mind, one is always absorbed in lusty fruity activities. And he sees this material world as a permanent, and do all the activities like drinking, eating, mating, everything. And by becoming overly attached to these activities, he wants like stay permanently. He does not understand the temporary nature of this material world and get attached to this world, which is compared to a mirage in the desert. And then fourth example is given here, that sometimes this living entity is bewildered by seeing the glowing ghost which looks like a meteor. Like meteors just create some light in the sky and it just get diminished. In the same way, person is getting attracted to gold and runs after it throughout the life, considering gold will be the source of his happiness, but ultimately that remains for very short time, and it ultimately also diminish and taken away from the person. So these are the four different analogies or the comparisons given in the translation, and we'd like to just go little like explaining at least first two, which are very example, important examples and comparisons given in the purport. Also Srila Prabhupada talks about how this conditioned life how this material life or householders, they are compared with the actually this life is considered as the whole of fruity activity. Like if someone is a proper grihastha and practicing devotee, definitely he has inclination to get attracted to Krishna consciousness and serve Krishna. But when one is not, then all these materialistic activities or fruity activities make him get more and more indulge into the sense gratification. As we see a wonderful prayer offered by Muchukunda Maharaj in 10th canto, when he takes darshan of Lord Krishna, so he offer very nice prayer where initially he says about how this conditioned life bonds one because of illusory energy of the Lord, and then he keeps on praying, and finally he comes to the conclusion how the association of a devotees and service to the lotus feet of the devotees and Krishna, that only can take one away from this ignorance of material life, attachment of material life, and make one to get connected or attached to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we'll begin with this wonderful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 51 chapter, verse number 45, where Sri Muchukunda says, Sri Muchukunda Vavacha, Vimohito yam jana isha mayaya, Tvadiya tvam na bhajati anarthadrak, Sukhaya dukkha prabhavesha sajjate, Greheshu yoshita purusha cha vanchitaha. Where Muchukunda Maharaj says, O Lord, the people of this world, both men and women, are bewildered by your illusory energy. Unaware of their real benefit, they do not worship you, but instead seek happiness by entangling themselves in family affairs, which are actually a source of misery. So even Prabhupada also mentions the same point in the purport, where he says people work hard so much in their employment. When they go as an employee for a job, they work hard so that they can get something out of it, and finally whatever they do, they want everything for them. The Shyamananda Prabhu gives very nice example of him. Like he was traveling some time for book distribution, and he came across one of the company owner and asked him, it looks like people are very happy at your company. Your company is in profit. So what is your experience? He said, yeah, company is in a profit, true. But still, we have to have a team of people which are always looking after the employees who are stealing something from the company. So company is in a profit, but there is still people who are working, earning, getting good amount of money, but still they want to steal from the company, and they find out various ways to get that product out of company and take to their home. That's not there. Even we see in spiritual organizations, when people see the opulence of spiritual organization, instead of they coming to practice spirituality, they just want to exploit the facilities which are available at spiritual places. It happens everywhere. So that is how a karmi person, whenever he sees some opulences or the things, he wants to exploit for his own sense gratification. And if he don't get it, then he becomes envious of those institute or the companies, and then he try to, if he has a capacity, he will try to bring them down by creating some or other problem, creating different kind of nuisance, creating the labor committees and other things, because he wants something for his own sense gratification. If he doesn't get, then he creates various kinds of problems because of his envy. And that also has been reflected in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, where this nature of enviousness, how it comes, has been explained. That chapter 16, verse number 8. Asatyam apratishtam te jagat ahur anishwaram aparasparam sambhutam kim anyat kam ahetukam. So why these people become so envious or wants to exploit or destroy others? Because they say this world is unreal, that there is no foundation. Asatyam apratishtam te. Then jagat ahur anishwaram, and that there is no God to control this. And finally, aparaspara sambhutam kibanyat kam ahetukam. And this world is produced for sex desire and so has no cause other than lust. So that is their perception, that ultimately everything what has been created here, that is for his enjoyment. So why he should not enjoy? So he puts all endeavors so that he can get what he desires, and for that he work harder and harder and harder. So, and because of that working harder, he get more and more bound to this material world, and because of the modes of material nature, mostly because of the ignorance, he gets so much attached, he does not understand his position and completely get engrossed in these materialistic activities. And that is how his life actually begin from spiritual world also. As we heard from Srimad Bhagavad Gita only, 7th chapter, 28th verse, Iccha Dvesha Samuthena. So in a spiritual world where Krishna and Prakriti, Krishna and Radharani and Krishna and Jiva, both are enjoying, one as a Purusha and other as a Prakriti. So there is no restriction for enjoyment. Both can enjoy unlimitedly. But when someone wants to change the role, when Jiva wants to become a Purusha, then there is a conflict. Because the role of a Purusha, that has been fixed for Krishna. And the role of Prakriti, Radha and Jivas, that is also fixed. So that cannot be changed. So enjoyment, there is unlimited scope. But by changing role, that is not possible. So everything begin there, where Jiva thoughts, why I am Prakriti? Why I can't be a Purusha? And that is where Iccha, the desire to enjoy from separately from Krishna comes. And then he comes to this material world, Iccha Dvesha. Then he becomes envious, because there only Krishna can be the enjoyer and Prakriti is enjoyed. In that enjoyer and enjoyment enjoyed, there is a lot of enjoyment. But when enjoyed thinks, why I am enjoyed, why I can't enjoy, then there is a conflict. And then Jiva has to send to this material world. And that is how he become envious to Krishna. Why only Krishna is enjoyer? Then same mentality comes to this material. Whenever he sees any opulence in any person or institute in this world, he become envious of that, because he wants to enjoy and he can't enjoy. So either he tries to exploit, till the time he put a lot of endeavors, and when he is not capable to do that, then he becomes envious and wants to destroy that. Whatever it is, either NGO or what the person in front of him. So he tries to destroy that person. And that combination leads for the conflicts throughout the life, and people become more and more envious. As Srila Prabhupada also gives a wonderful example, that when there are circles and the center is one, and we keep on putting many concentric circles, that does not conflict with each other. But when there are no common center, there are different centers. When you keep Krishna, you don't keep Krishna as a center, you have different centers, then there is a conflict. Because now they are not concentric circles, because center is change. So there is a conflict. And because of that, then everyone wants to like enjoy in this material world, and that creates a lot of conflicts. Even though they are putting so many endeavors, so many efforts, there is no happiness. All the time there is a conflict. All the time there is a failure. And even any some kind of a success is there, it does not last for a long time. So that is how people keep on working in an envious way, keep on fighting, and wants to enjoy their own senses all the time. So Prabhupada in one of the purport also says that people many times work so harder and get kick from this maya or the material world. Still they don't want to understand how suffering is horrible. They grossly convince this enjoyment is for me and keep on working and working because of mode of ignorance. So this ajnana leads for more and more desires. Like basically ajnana, ignorance, slowly like converts into the rajo, passion, and the person afflicted with ignorance and then passion keeps on working harder and harder and harder. Even he gets so many kicks, still he does not understand where I have to stop and when I have to take a U-turn and again start worshipping. He goes more into the working or the hard working situation and become more and more envious to others. So while doing that, he come across many of the people who also create problems in his life, and that's where who are compared as the envious people in this analogy. They try to give trouble to this person, they try to create many obstacles, but he is so like obstinate to get his goal, he kicks away others also, keeps struggling, gets kicks from them, but still will not leave his sense gratification desires, and for that he goes to any extent. And Srila Prabhupada explains one of the lecture that even he sometimes kills others for his sense gratification. And we can see so many examples, people afflicted with the lust, they don't bother killing someone. Like few years before, when I was preaching in a college, that time there was very famous news that one boy got attached to a girl. He proposed many times, she did not responded. And one time in a public place he proposed, and this was a public place and so many other her friends and everyone was observing. So she has to respond something. So she denied, she rejected him. And that created so much anger in his heart, he went to the nearby shop, got acid from the shop and put on her face. And said, if you marry nahi to kisi ki nahi. So that lust went to such extent that either he wants to enjoy, and if when he is not satisfied, if he is not getting that enjoyment, then he wants to destroy everything. So that is how lust leads for the envious nature. And then inevitably when person acts in act with the passion, with the lust, he slowly leads to the displeasurable life. Initially start with the little pleasure, but ultimately that pleasure does not last for long, and finally he get displeasure out of it, and then he get frustrated, and then we see the different cases, people want to do suicide, wants to end their life, or then various kinds of like problems in their life. And therefore this is what the nature of this material we have to understand very carefully, that this is a material world where there is no a permanent pleasure available. And whatever pleasure is there, it lasts for very short time, ultimately going to get diminished. So we should think of aspiring something which will last for eternity and which keeps on increasing. And that is only available in practicing Krishna consciousness. So one time, Dinabandhu Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada, one of the disciples, he also gives example that in initial first stage, when ISKCON was just like established and few new devotees coming, and whatever Prabhupada instructed, they were following. So Prabhupada told that you should eat till the neck. So that was a very good statement for everyone. So that was very happily followed by everyone. Whenever they come to the temple, they used to eat prasad till the neck, full. And then Janmashtami came and Prabhupada asked for doing fasting. So that was not palatable instruction for everyone, because till the time they were habituated to eat prasad full, and now there was instruction to do fasting, and that was very austerity for them, but they still did with the instruction of Prabhupada, that empowerment was there. But finally after the end of the night, 12 in the noon, when they are really really hungry, because young boys of like 20-25 years age used to eat every day full prasadam meal, And now they have to fast for 24 hours from yesterday's night till midnight today. And at the end of the, like midnight, now the prasadam has come and there was a cake served to everyone. And everyone was so happy, like after such a fasting, first time in our life, there was a feast, full-fledged Ekadashi feast available. And unfortunately, when they were like very eager to eat that cake, the cake was not like, the by mistake the devotee, instead of adding sugar, it was added with the salt. And when they tried to take a bit of it, they felt like such a bad taste. But they were hungry, they thought it may be first bit is salty, so they tried from other angle, third angle, but everything was salty only because there was no sugar, there was a salt. And from all the time, whatever they were eating, it was a salty cake. So in desperate desire to enjoy, there was a frustration, because if you are hungry and you are getting food, you are getting cake at the end, but it's not so tasty or it's filled with the salt, so it creates more frustration. So that is how Dinbandhu Prabhu said, we understood what Prabhupada wanted to teach us. This material world is, so the cake was made mistakenly, but they what they concluded, that Prabhupada wanted to teach us, even you want to enjoy in this material something, ultimately it will be result into the frustration. So better not try to enjoy this material world. So in one of the, again, Parpatshila Prabhupada says that this materialistic life is a series of compromises. When we start working for something, then we have to compromise many more things also. And one step we start compromising something, then to like make it stable, then we have to compromise another thing, then we have to compromise another thing. That way we keep on doing sense gratification. So there is a long chain of compromises, and we keep on working harder and harder and compromising the life for sense gratification. And he explains this compromisation, or this compromising the higher standards of life for sense gratification, that is called as a pavarga. A person does such a hard work for sense gratification, he'll land up into this pavarga. So we'll just see in a short what this pavarga is. So pavarga is basically in Marathi alphabet, that is pa, pha, ba, bha, ma, which comes in a series. Pa is called as a parishram, where one's work hard so much so that so everything he wants to collect for him, and his whole energy is exhausted for working only. And that working slowly makes him like a habit every day, and he acts all the time in a laborious way. He does not think about anything in a life. Even sometimes he becomes so workaholic, he does not have time to do sense gratification after a bit. The work itself becomes his sense gratification. He becomes so workaholic that I was like in a college that time, we had a dean, principal in a university, and it's nice for us, like we could see he was working hard very, very, very nicely for improving the institute, and that was very inspirational for us. But later on we saw the result of that. He was so workaholic, like working for more than 10-12 hours. The day come when he was supposed to get retired, so he has to get retired, there is no option. So at the age of 62, it is compulsory, he has to take a retirement. And he got retired. But since there is a habit of working for years together for more than 12 hours, he can't sit idle. So what he thought of, whatever money he collected, with that money he started his own private college, and he became a dean there. So now government post is now, he has to leave it because of age he has to get retired. So then he was leading his private college, and for that then he was working harder and harder and harder and harder. So then second phase, which we called after parishram, comes is a fur. Fur is feign, or the foam. He work harder till foam comes in the mouth. And he was working so hard, even because it's his own college now, And it's a question of his reputation now, because he has been leading a university post as a dean for 10 years, more than that. And now it's his own private college. He has to make it successful at any cost. So he was working so harder till like foam comes in the mouth. Like one time, one of Prabhupada, our ISKCON community development member, His Grace Konte Prabhu, Congregation Development Member, he was telling example. One time in India, he came across one of the very rich family's grandson, and he had conversation with that boy. He's now quite grown up and got married, and that time he was talking with Konte Prabhu. And then that grandson told Konte Prabhu, "Prabhuji, now I am practicing Krishna consciousness little bit, and now I understand that I am earning so much money that almost what amount of money I am earning a day, that was earned by my grandfather in a year. So that much amount of money I am able to earn in the day. But still, my grandfather used to take at least 3 to 4 months leave from his business. He used to work, then take a time for a family, take a time for recreation, take a time for spiritual practices, everything. But I work hard, I earn so much, but I am not able to understand how to take time. I have become so much busy. Now thank you for you, yourself, that you are guiding me for Krishna consciousness, and now I am understanding. By working and by success, I have become so workaholic. I have forgotten what for I was working. But now thanks for you." So he was telling how people become like get engrossed into the working mode that they forget. They just keep on working until the like foam comes to their mouth. That is how pur and then fur, foam or the fin. And then this fur leads for bur, pur, fur, bur, bandhan, attachment. So the previous example I was telling about this din. So when he was leading that college, his private college, he got so attached that one day his son, somehow because father at this age still working, he thought of like now today is holiday for his job, thought of at least I can go and see how father is there, how much endeavor he's putting, whether I can help him some way or other. And he just went and he saw a father doing so many decisions, so many things, and because of now age, people are respecting him, but behind the mouth, they are talking many bad words also, because now he is so tired and not so productive. So the son understood that, and then he told father, "Let me be a part of some meetings." And then he became a part of meetings. And then the son started taking decisions, because naturally understood now father, because of his age, he cannot take all the decisions and move the things as needed. So he started taking decisions. And then father become like he was so attached to that work and due to that, because it was his own private college. And when he saw that my son is taking so many decisions, he is not asking me also sometimes. So he become fearful. I may have to lose this college also and my son will take. Naturally it should be given, but somehow because his attachment to the work and attachment to the making it successful, he forgot it's a natural duty of father to give everything in a success to the son. But instead of that, he becomes so fearful that instead of glorifying his son or getting help of him, he started chastising his daughter-in-law in the home, because he can't say anything to the son. Because he's grown up, got married, has son, successful in his own job and everywhere, and he's coming to the college just to assist, but he could not understand that. And because of understanding, like misunderstanding his attachment to his work, he started chastising the daughter-in-law using many bad words. And the son could not understand, and it went on to the extent a day came, like everything happened in front of us. Like we were in a college and we saw him like leading a private college, and then finally the fighting between like daughter-in-law and the father-in-law, it went to that extent, then son has to interfere. And then they found out the cause, because he was so fearful that son may take away everything. And then finally that son understood, because he is not having any anger with my why, but because he feels my interference in a college created a fear in his heart, and that went into that extent, and slowly he took away from college activities and told father, I'm not interested, I'm just trying to help you. But then father said, oh, I thought you are going to take everything. So ultimately he has to give, but that attachment, that success, he is habituated to work and the success and everything, that created fear. And ultimately, like after a few years, the mrityu, death has to come everyone. In the same way, death come to this, like our dean, like after 5-6 years, with that leading college, he died, and people dies everywhere. So this pa, bha, and ma, mrityu, death, is a part of everyone's life. And sometimes materialistic people think that if it is a part of everyone's life, then what is the difference between spirituality and then materialism? Because pa, pa, bha, ma, that is there even in the spiritual life. We also do parishram. We also work hard. We also, like, sometimes have a fear to lose, because attached to the services, have a fear of losing that. And in a process, we may die at the end without being completely pure devotees or without being completely Krishna conscious. So that is why here, Muchukunda Maharaj, in the final instruction of his prayers, gives two very wonderful verses. Even though material life and spiritual life externally looks like a same, but when it's a, when someone is a devotee, when someone has a Krishna consciousness, whatever he does, that is purifying him, and ultimately that purification leads for a pure devotional service, and that pure devotional service leads for a complete purification, like he becomes pure devotee of Lord and get attached to the Krishna. And that death where he is attached to the Krishna is not going to create any karma or going to get him back into this material world, but he, that's going to give him an eternal abode of the spiritual world to that jiva. So two wonderful verses where Muchukunda Maharaj explains about how a devotee, when he practices all this process which we see in a pavarga, he also practices, but he practices out of love. And Prabhupada gives analogy of a mother, a labor of love. When mother, she starts serving a child, she works so hard because, like, she has to take care of his clothes, she has to feed the child, she has to take care of his food, she has to change his clothes. Even in the night when child gets up, she has to take care of a child. He cries, then she has to feed that child even in the midnight and everything. And she is doing everything just out of love. So she is also doing parishram. She is working like a coming foam in the mouth. She is attached to the child. But that working or that attachment is out of love. It's not a burden upon her. It's a work done out of love. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada explains, Krishna consciousness services or the whatever responsibility is given by a spiritual master, when one takes that on a head and works for that, that becomes cause of a liberation from this material world. And here, wonderfully, Muchukunda Maharaj gives the two beautiful verses. So we'll just read these two verses. That is, Bhavapavarga Bhramato Yada Bhaveyi Janasya Tarihi Achuta Satasammagamaha Satasangamo Yarhi Tadeva Sadgatoho Paravareshatvayi Jayate Mati. When the material life of a wandering soul has ceased, Achyuta, O Achyuta, he may attain the association of your devotees. And when he associates with them, there is awakeness in him, devotion unto you, who are the goal of devotees and the Lord of all causes and their effects. In next verse, he says, Nakamayenyam tavapada sevanad Akinchana pratyata madhavaram vibho aradhyakastvam hi apavargadam hare vrinita aryo varamatma bandhanam. O all powerful one, I desire no boon other than service to your lotus feet, the boon most eagerly sought by those free of material desires. O Hari, what enlightened person who worships you, the giver of liberation, would choose a boon that causes his own bondage. So here, he is praying from pavarga, he wants to practice apavarga, where everything what he practices, he wants to dedicate it for the spiritual life in association of a devotees. And that is why in a purport Srila Prabhupada gives very important statement. He says, the Lord offered Mochukunda Maharaj anything he desired. But Mochukunda Maharaj desired only the Lord. And this is what a pure Krishna consciousness is. So where, even if we have all facilities, everything to do, gratification, still one should choose a service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by that we can get liberated from this material world. So in short, we can say, by seeing this analogy, we can say, from forest of material enjoyment, we have to shift our consciousness towards forest of spiritual bliss. So that is whole the shifting of these prayers of Mochukunda Maharaj. How one get attached from that, one has to use same attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna and get liberated from this material world. Hare Krishna. So, anyone has any comment? Questions? Hare. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, Prabhupada gives very simple example. To come out from water, you have to hold the hand of one who is out of water. So, like with our endeavors we can't, but someone who is out of water, he only can help us to get out of the water. That's why the whole system of Krishna consciousness, where there is a counselor system, there is a spiritual master, and where we can take shelter of them and they can take us out of that condition, because we ourselves can't understand. So better like we give our hand to someone's hand, he will take us out of that condition. So that's easy way, like just take shelter of a counselor or a spiritual master, he will help us to get out from that condition. Like Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.